It's Red right. Kettle time.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I'm going to tell you before we get into it, 100%, am I correct? 100% of these funds that we get in this kettle, do they stay in our town?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
That's a big deal, Keith.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, this is not one of those fundraisers where you have a portion stays here and the rest goes to somewhere else. It all stays right here, the Red Kettles. What is the time frame? Do we need people to ring them? Just bring me up to date.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah, it's we're gonna have our kickoff next Friday at Hobby Lobby, and that's gonna be the start of everything.
Oh my, the great heaven, Hobby Lobby! Oh, wonderful!
That'll be great.
So at 11 o'clock next week, we're gonna have the mayor there. We're even gonna have the lieutenant colonel from the district at St. Louis gonna be down here as part of the thing, and we're gonna kick this thing off with the brass band and just have a lot of fun that day.
And Santa will be there.
What time are we gonna do that?
11 a.m.
All right, at Hobby Lobby.
At Hobby Lobby.
What day?
Friday, next Friday.
Next Friday, that would be Friday the...
October 29th.
29th,
yeah, just about ending October. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we'll be ringing the kettles all the way during November.
We'll be ringing the bell with the kettles, yes.
Well, the bell with the kettles. You don't ring the kettle, I understand.
If you can ring the kettle, you can bring in probably a lot of bells.
You ring everything.
Anyway, we'll be ringing the bells until...
December 24th.
Oh, right before Christmas.
I need to ask a question. It just hit me. I know it's off the wall, but hey, you're from Hannibal, so you know where Marblehead
is.
Does
everybody from Hannibal do that?
Mark Twain?
Yeah.
Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, Mary Thatcher?
It is a Hannibal thing.
Is it?
And Steve, did anybody ever come up with a way to take debit cards at the Red Kettle? Has anybody ever done that?
We're not doing debit cards. There's some scanning and other things.
I thought you had a little thing on the side of the kettle that you could.
We have a scanner. Yeah. But some locations will have it and some not, only because we've had some trouble with our technology
this year getting started. But it's coming. Yeah.
It's coming, and the scans are out there. We have those available. We're hoping to have them on all the stands by Thanksgiving.
And isn't it something because of our society that people can pull out that card and kind of give you a little extra money?
It is, but you can do it with your phone now. You can scan it and do it that way.
Little QR code or whatever it is.
Tell me about that.
Well, you just put your phone up to it. It'll flash to the site. It'll ask you what you want to give, and that's how it goes.
Perfect, Keith.
Absolutely.
Have Kathy show you that.
Code is on the side of the kettle?
It is going to be by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We have some of the codes here. We're trying to get it all done. It's a matter of getting it all in place so it goes to the right places and all that. So.
Somebody would just text you. You didn't read your text yet. And it said, Steve and Lisa, Salvation Army, where's that other lady? Where's the couple that was here? I'm a little bit confused, Keith.
Well, Salvation Army, from time to time, will change out folks, and Steve and Lisa are our people here in Branson. How long have you been here now?
Four months.
Really? So brand new. And as Charlie has said several times, you're from Palmyra area. Lisa, you from up there too?
I'm St. Charles, Missouri.
Close. Yeah, close.
But
all
remember,
right.
they've
Did
been
you
a
know,
spring
I just heard a thing the other day. Do you know that St. Charles was the first capital in Missouri?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. And now I do. So from St. Charles and from Palmyra, and
Hannibal,
you're here now.
Hannibal.
Okay.
He's from Palmyra.
Oh, yeah. And there's a big difference.
Is there really?
Yeah. It's Ozark Branson, let me tell you.
Oh, right.
He is not from Palmyra. He is from Hannibal.
All right. Well, Lisa, tell me some of the things Salvation Army does so we kind of know where this money is going to go over the next 12 months.
Well, we have a food pantry, and it's a weekly service that we provide to anyone that is just in need of getting some extra food to get them through. We have a children's program, Kids Club, that meets every Monday night. That's for ages K through 12. And this is the first time in 5 years that we've had any type of a children's program going on at the church. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then other programs that we want to start in the future, we need the funds to do that. But...
We have started the clothing thing.
Right.
We have started Clothe
the Child.
Yep.
And that is for, again, families. We're reaching out to Stone and Taney County, families that are in need of just some extra help in getting their children some, you know, new clothes for school.
Right.
And you guys are unique, because sometimes they would send an officer.
Yep.
But you're a district person and very familiar with Branson because you were in Springfield.
Yes.
So what do you think in the 4 months, just like we were kidding about Palmyra and Hannibal,
yep,
there's a big difference between Branson and Springfield.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What are you finding?
finding out that Branson likes to stand on its own. Branson wants to be known as its own entity, and they should be, because the personality here is so much different. And it's really cool to see the people rally around. And we're seeing networks of people within the community, especially people of great influence, have really wanted to come alongside and start creating a thing for homelessness and poverty that's been different than any place we've ever been. And it's been really cool to see them gather and have these conferences about what can we do next to move in line. And we're all doing that. I mean, one of the services that we've been providing is coming forward with housing and extended stays and people that are displaced and all those things. And we just recently got some new funding in that's going to allow us in sense of emergency when these people get displaced. Well, let me throw it
like happened the other day.
Yes, yeah. Like the hotel situation right. That happened the other day. And we had people moved out, and it happened so quickly that no one really knew what's happened. But now we're prepared in advance, and we're going to be ready to do something the next time that happens. And we're excited about some of those things that we're able to do that we haven't been able to do before.
Our 8 o'clock listeners are really unique because they tuned in after 8 and they get the real special treat. And we haven't taken a break yet, have we, Keith?
Yes, we took it at 8:07.
That's
early.
Good.
You took it early.
I was not paying attention.
No, that's right.
That's great. I'm glad we did that.
Yes, we did.
If somebody's listening today and they'd like to use their social media to get a hold of you and say, you know what, my family would like to ring. I'm part of a Bible study small group. I like to give the information to our church. Let's try to help this year in such a way that you're not having to pay bell ringers.
Yes.
And because if you want to say pay a bell ringer, and we're in the day now of $12, $15, $18 an hour, and the guy says, I don't think so.
Yep.
20? Well, maybe I'll think about it. Let's do everything we can to help the Salvation Army ring without having to pay to have ringers. Tell me how we do that.
The easy way is registeredring.com. That's the easy way to do it. You go on, you sign up with your profile. Once you get in your profile, you select your city, and then it opens up all the available spots for you to look at and see what's there. And you can sign up right now for whatever spots are open.
One more time.
Registertoring.com.
Is that where you want me to go, Keith?
Yeah.
Get that done for us?
Registertoring.com.
And once I see the dates, I'll call you to make sure that the weather's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Last time it was so cold.
You know who gave us competition?
Huh. Who's that?
I'll tell you who. Where'd he come from? Santa Claus was at the other door of Walmart. We got Keith and I down here, and Santa Claus on the other end.
The kiddos wanted to go in the other door.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That's not
and
fair,
Keith,
is
something
it?
Else. You got... Since you're blind, people don't know that you can't say you got to put more than that in a bucket. Okay, Keith, that's a line. We say thank you, no matter what they put.
Thank you.
What do we do as we're ringing? People do, they feel ashamed when they walk by the bucket and don't give anything. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're here to brighten everybody's Christmas season, and we are excited about it. We love Christmas. We personally really love Christmas. We're kind of Griswolds in heart. We have 6 Christmas trees and all that other stuff. We love the season, and it's exciting for us. And we just want to see people happy and blessed. But if you can't give now, come back later when you got a chance.
Sure.
Join us in.
You got some extra change in your pocket. You got some extra dollar bills, and scan the code. And that's something, Keith, and you and I need to remember. We can say, remember, we got a code you can scan.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that do that.
Right.
Our guests this morning have been Lisa and Steve. Is it Roe?
It's Robertson.
It's Robertson. It's like Robertson. Without the T.
Yep.
Robertson. You look at it sometimes like it's a Roberson. But it's a famous Robertson from Hannibal. I know that.
That's right.
Yeah. Famous
That's
family.
Right. That's
hey,
it.
What have we missed, kids?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you do, because we have some others. Some of our seniors don't like the computers as much, and if they don't get on, they don't like it, they can always call us and we can sign you up there from the church.
Okay.
So holler us at the core. That number is 417-339-4434.
Let's do that one more time for folks that didn't quite get a chance to write it down.
417-339-4434. Call us and let us schedule you a spot. And we'll be glad to do that for you.
How long, if somebody says, I wouldn't mind ringing, but I don't want to ring for 8 hours. How long of segments do you have ringers?
If you even go on Register to Ring, you see they're in 2-hour segments.
Oh, good.
You can do it that way.
Okay.
You can do it however many you want to.
Okay.
Go on there, sign for a couple. We have some people that go from one extreme to the other. We have people that will sign a couple hours a week, and then they'll come on. But then we have some that ring in 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
My goodness.
So it's just all what you want to get into.
And a great idea is if groups, whether it be a business group or a church group or a school group, they can adopt a kettle And basically it's saying we're going to put some people here for 2 hours, then rotate and have a couple other people come for 2 hours. And we've had churches and business groups do that in the past, and every week they adopt a kettle at a certain time on a certain day.
Because that takes pressure off of you when you're scheduling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what are the hours of the kettle?
We're going to start at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're scheduled to 7, but it just depends on however people can set it up.
I understand.
Yeah. 10 o'clock is when we get started. And I'd like to actually piggyback off what she just said. That's become something we really started trying to emphasize in the last couple of years. It's really great if you can get like a church next to a kettle somewhere to adopt a kettle for the season and let them run it in and out if they want to. Let them try to take the highlights of those things, because then they know when their people can be there. And even if you can say, well, we can adopt a kettle Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or some other days, it's really great to have that, because it takes the pressure off of everybody, because you know what your job is, and you can even be a part of the system. We can have you help us ins and outs with the kettles and that kind of stuff. We would love to get some more people on board with that
theory. So do us a favor.
We're going
to give you a little assignment. If you'd come up with a little bullet point sheet, give it to Darren, and you can see how I run my desk here, just about like I do at home, and I'll lay it here. In fact, if it's one of those on postcard size, I'll leave it lay here so I can continue to remind people where to go. Probably for us, one of the biggest functions we can help support in Ozark Mountain Country is the Red Kettle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many locations do you plan to have this year?
Our goal right now is to have 13 to 14, and so we're at that right now. But some of our spots are so viable that we're really fortunate to get some of these leaders in this community to help us the way they have.
That's good.
So we're—
Can we ring the bell everywhere in our town?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you also have them in Hollister, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's counted in those.
Counted in those.
Yeah.
In our region.
Want to make sure?
Yes.
Yeah, Keith's good at that. All right, Keith, I'll try to get it scheduled.
All right.
Okay.
See what we can do.
And would you treat me?
Would you schedule it warmer? Last time you scheduled it was the coldest day.
You keep your hand in your pocket. You got to talk to people when they come by, Keith.
It was the coldest day, the windiest day, and we're up there at Walmart. We're freezing.
But what are you doing? You're helping people.
Well, yeah, but you're saying Merry
Christmas. That's when you put the little hot hands packet inside your gloves.
Is that what happens?
Your shoes. Yes.
Oh.
I didn't give them to him.
He didn't give them.
He kept running in and out of the store. Hey, thank you again, y'all.
You bet.
God bless. Keep us updated.
So
give us our little card.
Yes.
And if you get up to Hannibal, get over there to the Mark Twain Dinette. Sit down and have yourself a nice frosty mug.
Make sure Herb's got your website so we can put it on the link, because we're going to have you on KLFCradio.com, the interview and the website.
And let me correct myself. Folks, there's a different frosty mug in Hannibal than there is in Forsyth. There's a different product in it, and it's a root beer. So when I told him to go have a frosty mug,
he looked at you weird. Huh?
He didn't look at me weird.
He knew what you were talking about.
Thank you, everybody.
Very good.
Thank you, partner.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.